From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. When it comes to college football uniforms, different is in. And if you believe the chatter, differently ugly is in. The University of Maryland, in its home opener Monday night, unveiled new uniforms that were described as a tribute to the state flag. They're actually a remix of the black and gold diagonal checkerboard pattern and the red and white crosses that adorn Maryland state facilities. During and after that game, the internet buzzed not about the score, but about what Maryland was wearing. And Maryland is just the latest, most outlandish example of what is hot in uniform design. And for more on this subject, we've got an expert on the line, Paul Lucas, a columnist for ESPN.com, who writes UniWatch, which tracks the latest trends in sports uniforms. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Robert.
And is there actually a trend here? Do we see this in many other colleges?
We do. We see it mostly in colleges that are outfitted by Nike. Maryland is outfitted by Under Armour, a rival company. What we really see is the uniforms being used as a recruiting tool to attract high school talent. And the idea being that if you're after a hot quarterback or running back out of high school and he's trying to decide between a couple of different schools, the uniform could be the tiebreaker. And if you're a hot running back out of high school, it means you're 17. And 17-year-olds respond to shiny objects, more or less. And so that's really what we're seeing here.
I thought the shiny objects the 17-year-old star quarterbacks responded to were convertibles that some booster provided with them, not the uniform.
Yeah, well, if they can get away with that, probably, and maybe a shiny girl on their arm, too. But the uniform is certainly part of the school's image, and, you know, if you're a hotly recruited talent, it's something that goes into your thinking.
I gather that the University of Oregon is the big trailblazer here, a school that actually outfits its football team in a different uniform for every game.
Yeah, or at least a different uniform combination, a different combination of helmets and pants and jerseys and socks and all of that. And Oregon is outfitted by Nike. And Nike is run by Phil Knight, who was a graduate of Oregon. 10 years ago, Oregon was not a particularly powerful school or wasn't viewed as such as a powerhouse in college football. Maryland still is not. And so you don't see schools that are as established doing this quite so often. It's often the schools that are looking to become established and who don't yet have that kind of status. And so they're looking to sort of get some attention.
Well, Paul Lucas, since you are an ESPN.com columnist and the person who writes UniWatch, let me ask you, what's a hot team? Who's a dark horse team we should be looking at for the sheer garishness of their uniforms?
That's probably a tough call. There have already been some doozies, you know, in this very, very young college football season already. The University of Georgia went out and wore solid red uniforms with what is believed to be football's first ever two-tone face mask. For the first game of the season. That's probably the front runner so far for the most outlandish uniform of the year, that one and the Maryland one that we saw the other night. It's going to be tough to top the Maryland uniform.
That's Paul Lucas, columnist for ESPN.com. He writes UniWatch about trends in sports uniforms. Paul Lucas, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on, Robert. I appreciate it.